When a Gainesville doctor got sick and developed symptoms of COVID-19, he was unable to be tested for the virus. Getting tested for COVID-19 is not easy. There's a shortage of tests, and they're saved for the sickest of patients, even if you work in medicine, like Dr. Zachary Cohen. The 34-year-old doctor from Decatur thought it might be allergies when he developed a scratchy throat and runny nose. But several days ago, he got a fever, felt short of breath, and started coughing.
And so you get these fits of coughing that are just kind of a chain reaction of coughing. And it's a little bit scary towards the end when you start running out of oxygen and start getting lightheaded and wonder when the next in-breath is going to be.
His fever reached 102 degrees. Then his 22-month-old daughter got a fever and other symptoms, but she recovered quickly. That was more than 2 weeks ago. Since then, Cohen says his attempts to get tested for COVID-19 have failed.
Well, so I called the lab companies, then I called the CDC, who deferred me to the state health department, called the state health department, they deferred me back to my primary care doctor, so that completed the circle of phone calls. That's when I decided to write a Facebook post.
That led a colleague to share one of her practice tests. He took it last Thursday and is waiting on the results. Dr. Cohen says he feels about 70% better. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.